USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Omarosa Manigault Newman on the attack, releasing a recording of a phone conversation she has with President Trump shortly after she was fired as a White House aide.
Omarosa, what's going on? I just saw in the news that you're thinking about leaving. What happened?
General Kelly came to me and said that you guys wanted me to leave.
No, nobody even told me about it. Nobody, you know, they run a big operation, but I didn't know it.
Then she says this on NBC this morning.
John Kelly is running this White House, and Donald Trump has no clue what's going on. He's being puppeted, and that's very dangerous for this nation.
She was referring to Chief of Staff John Kelly. More than 300 people injured after a platform collapses at a music festival in Stain yesterday. It happened at a sports and music celebration. No one was killed, but five people were critically injured. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Federal investigators say they're now processing the flight data recorder and cockpit voice recorder from the plane that a 28-year-old airport worker stole on Friday and then crashed near Seattle. Richard Russell taking off in the empty Horizon Air turboprop from SeaTac Airport, performing stunts in the air before crashing on a small island in the Puget Sound. They're hoping the flight data recorder will help shed some light on why he did it. After MSNBC comes out with a list that it says is of 51 party members running for the House who have said they won't support Nancy Pelosi for Speaker if the Democrats take control of the House this fall, Pelosi herself speaks on MSNBC's AM Joy on Sunday, and the California Democrat took issue with that list.
NBC has been on a jag of this. This is one of their priorities to undermine my prospects as Speaker.
But she added she doesn't put much stock in the list anyway.
I think I'm the best person for the job.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The investigation continues into the bizarre case of a Seattle man who stole an airplane to commit suicide. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
On behalf of the family, we are stunned and heartbroken.
A family friend of the man who stole a plane from Seattle's SeaTac Airport Friday night, flew it around for over an hour, and then crashed it on a small island in Pierce County, speaking about what a good person 28-year-old Richard Russell was.
It is impossible to encompass who he was in a press release. He was a faithful husband, a loving son.
The FBI is trying to determine what motivated him to take the plane, while other agencies are looking into the implications for national security. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New questions are being raised about the consequences of being hurried through your doctor visits. John Clemens has the story.
The average patient doctor visit is under 16 minutes, while some new physicians are encouraged to keep it at 8 minutes. Dr. Alex Lickerman of Chicago-based Imagine MD tells us this can lead to dangerous consequences.
We found that less than 20% of doctors adequately inquire about mental health. One of the things that I find in my direct primary care practice is that there is an epidemic of stress, anxiety, and depression that is just not being addressed by anybody.
Besides the dangers to the patient, this also leads to a 50% burnout of doctors who want to quit medicine. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.